The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, if you've been watching The Traitors on RT this past week, you'll wonder, could you pull it off? Could you lie and deceive? Could you spot a traitor in your midst? And what does the show tell us about human nature and group dynamics? I'm joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
It's fascinating to see the way people can become barefaced liars without much effort,
with
it would appear.
Ease. Yes, and with great ease, Pat. In fact, some of the initial observations about the traitors has been how the Irish version is so different in some ways, and how the gift of the gab, if you like, how we chat away with ease with so much going on behind it. And I found that, so that was what drew me into it, I have to say, the Irishness of it, and being able to watch trust and distrust really play out in front of us. Like, we all talk a lot about group dynamics in our work. We talk about, why do people trust? How can they build up trust again when trust has been broken? You know, I talk a lot about that in relationships. But what's really interesting here is to watch the whole thing play out. To watch groupthink play out is one particular thing where we know in groups that people have, you know, a strong sort of sense of wanting to be together and to stay together as a group when they have formed. But in fact, what happens often is that they're inclined to think like each other. And that is the weakness of the group. So individual thinking goes out the door a little bit. So there's many little dynamics like that, which we're seeing playing out here. Which are
and
quite
in the group, are there very specific roles that different people will take on?
Yes. Well, in a normal group, you'll often find if you just put a group of people together, you will often find that they kind of find ways of having roles. You know, somebody will speak first, they'll be a little stronger. So people say, oh, you're good at talking, you do that. So you will see people assuming roles and being also given roles. Now, in this case, obviously, of the traitors, there's a certain, you know, assigning of roles, but you can still see the ones who are stronger, the ones who talk more, the ones who are very astute, but they're not always the people that become leaders. I mean, it's quite incredible how the amount of misreading that is going on in the room. I find that really probably the most interesting part, that they are inclined, different people, you know, a small behavior that somebody does, like, for example, there was, you know, the boilers, but anybody who's watching it will know these things, that Diane was put out in the very early stages. I think she was one of the first to go out. And she had only looked to the floor after the traitors were selected. And everybody noticed that. Well, once one person noticed it, everybody agreed that this was a guilty thing to do. The reality was she looked to the floor, as she said herself later, because she was kind of disappointed she hadn't been picked. And but total misinterpretation of that and banishment of her. So what it tells us is, you know, an important thing is that when we are under pressure, we are inclined to misread things. And there actually are some people misread more than others. And I thought, in light of this, it's useful to think about that, that people who are highly nervy, I suppose, and anxious, they are more emotional. So they are more inclined to do this than others. You know, so they're inclined to kind of misread what they see in front of them. It can also be to do with a kind of, if anybody has a kind of a distrustful background where they've reason to distrust people, they also will be hyper alert. But as emotions take over and stress builds up, that's when people kind of, in many ways, your mind is hijacked and your rational mind is hijacked, and you just go with it. And then if three people agree with you, everybody goes with it and on it goes. So we've got the two things going, the individual kind of dynamic and the group dynamic. And if people overinterpret things, then they're going to all get it wrong. There's a lot of that going on in the room, which is quite interesting.
I suppose, though, Stephanie, we all rehearse for this in play as kids. You know, we pretend we are to be something we are not. Whether it's a cowboy or whatever it might be, we pretend.
Well, we're all good at putting on a little mask. In life, we all have to do a little bit of that, in the sense that you have to leave troubles at home. We all have to bring our good side out. We all have to, we know how to, as you say, assume roles. It can be the child in us. And it also can be how we have learned to protect ourselves by not revealing our emotions. So there's quite a little bit of that going on. You can see people in the room who are very emotional. There was a girl, Michelle, she's also out. She was very emotionally aware. You could see that. She was tuned into people. And quite interestingly, something quite harsh was said to her. One person, I can't remember who, said to her, You're very unapproachable. And actually, it brought her to tears because I think she was quite a sensitive person and inclined, in fact, to be quite mindful of other people. So this was quite an insult. So
I presume when they cast these shows, though, they look for, you know, types. People who are robust and people who are vulnerable and all of that.
That's right.
So will you continue to watch it, Stephanie?
I don't like to use the word addicted, but I'm on it every night. I like it. And I like, you know, I like the dynamics. And I think it's really good for people to see it in high relief. I know it's drama, but that's right. It's like saying, you know, in plays, there is drama, but there is also truth.
All right. Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist, co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Thank you very much. We'll have news next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.